And now this is a dictation for Jan Skinner, S-K-I-N-N-E-R, December 949, address as a letter, Dr. McCannon, 953-5329. Dear Dr. McCannon, follow-up for Jan, prior history of chronic glomerulonephritis, hematuria, proteinuria, last visit in March, no emergency room hospital visit, no gross hematuria or foaminess of the urine, no gross edema, extensive review system done being negative, medication list review, maximal dose of lisinopril on cholesterol treatment, also takes Norvasc. There has been no need to treat colchicine or prednisone as there is no recurrence of gout. On physical exam, weight 218, blood pressure by nurse 141.76, skin mucosal, no major anormalities, alert oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular normal, overweight of the abdomen, no ascites, tendon, exomasis, no major edema or neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry, creatinine 1.16, baseline being around 1.2 to 1.4. Normal electrolyte acid base, normal calcium albumin, liver function test not elevated, uric acid well controlled less than 6, normal magnesium, normal glucose, hemoglobin actually high, 17, with normal white blood cell, low platelet count mild at 137, chronic blood protein in the urine 2, 3 plus respectively, PSA 1.3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic hematuria proteinuria, likely represented chronic glomerulopathy. Is stable over time. No progression on maximal dose of ACE inhibitors. Blood pressure fair to good control. No indication for biopsy. Continue to monitor over time. Next number, uric acid gout, no recurrence, remains on allopurinol off diuretics. Next number, overweight. Next number, elevated hemoglobin. However, not symptomatic. Not a smoker, continue to monitor for bone marrow abnormalities. Next number, prior history of sarcoidosis of the lungs on remission or recurrence. Next paragraph, all issues discussed with the patient, come back in 9 months.